Hillary Clinton traveled to Dover yesterday to talk up her approach to improving the economy. As NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, Clinton's first open-to-the-public town hall meeting event came as the Democratic frontrunner is facing unexpected pressure from the more liberal Bernie Sanders of Vermont.
Dover is a place with residents for the Clinton family and its loyalists. The Dover Elks Club is where Bill Clinton told voters in 1992 he'd be there for them until the last dog dies. The community is also rich in Democratic votes, centrist blue-collar types, as well as plenty of liberals. Hillary Clinton stressed her local connection from the moment she picked up the microphone at Dover City Hall.
I do have a really soft spot in my heart for Dover.
Clinton said President Obama deserved more credit for managing the economy, but also said the next president needs to do more to boost the prospects of the middle class through what she called fair growth.
Of course, there's a lot of things we need to do. Raise the minimum wage, enforce laws like overtime. Make sure we finally pay women equal pay for equal work.
Clinton also wants to give companies a tax deduction if they share profits. She says the policy would benefit workers and company owners alike, and she was quick to cite a local example, even if she didn't say it like a local.
You're familiar with Market Basket, right? You know, Market Basket provides profit sharing for employees who work more than 1,000 hours a year. I'm pretty proud of that, and I think it makes good business sense.
Clinton's profit-sharing plan would allow workers to receive a share of their employer's profits up to 10% of their wage. Businesses, meanwhile, could deduct 15% of their profit-sharing. The Clinton campaign says the policy would reduce government revenues by as much as $20 billion over 10 years. But Dover businesswoman Tammy Hashey, an independent, says Clinton's proposal makes good fiscal sense to her. She says she's had to take out mortgages to make payroll and says the more policies can align the interests of business owners and workers, the better.
We can give them incentives that give them buy-in to our business that makes it their business. They become much better employees and they care.
But not everyone in Dover was so appreciative of Clinton's positions. The former Secretary of State faced down hecklers, mostly UNH students, when she declined to commit to banning fossil fuel extraction on public lands.
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. I am all in favor of acting on climate. That's, you know what, I have said in this campaign, I'm going to tell you what I believe. And some people may like it, and some people may not like it. And I believe strongly.
Clinton won cheers for this answer, but her ability to galvanize liberals remains a question. Kay Oppenheimer, a retired lawyer from Durham, was a big Obama backer 8 years ago, who's leaning Bernie Sanders this year. Oppenheimer sees Clinton as more electable, but...
It's hard to know what Hillary believes. I think that's a problem I have with her. Because I think she's trying to match her campaign to what she thinks the major part of the Democratic Party is going to go for. And I understand that. But it's hard to work up a lot of enthusiasm.
Clinton herself, meanwhile, says she's excited about the state of her campaign and discounted a new poll from the Associated Press that found just 39% of voters view her favorably nationally, and only 3 in 10 consider her well-described by the word honest.
Well, you know, I don't like seeing that, obviously, but I think people know that I will fight for them.
Today, Clinton takes her fight to Iowa, where tonight all 5 Democratic candidates will share a stage for the first time. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.
Meanwhile, Republican Scott Walker returned to the New Hampshire campaign trail. The Wisconsin governor's visit to the state Thursday was his first in more than a month. But NHPR's Brady Carlson reports Walker and his supporters appear to be making up for lost time.
Call it pent-up demand, call it curiosity, call it a candidate's emerging base of support. Whatever it was, this much was true. The crowds waiting to see Scott Walker outside Joey's Diner in Amherst were too big for the restaurant to hold, so the campaign staff improvised, backing a red pickup truck up to the front door.
We're going to try to fit as many people inside the diner, standing room only, after he arrives. But he's first going to come and deliver remarks to you guys. So can you guys all hear me okay?
Yes.
Perfect. All right.
A few minutes later, it was Walker standing on the back of the truck, giving an abbreviated version of his stump speech to the overflow crowd.
We took on the unions and we won. We lowered our taxes, something you care for obviously here. We lowered taxes by $2 billion
on income, on employers, on property.
Those